We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
Thank you very much. My friends, I, as you know, like to just sit down here at the table with a microphone in front of me and visit with you. I don't come over here to preach. When I preach, sometimes a special sermon, a chapel, and that's broadcast, that's preaching. Right? And Sunday morning, if I preach, that's preaching. In evangelistic meeting, when I'm preaching. You have a great many religious programs over this station. Great many of them. I don't know any regular commercial station where you can get more religious programs. And we're glad to bring them to you. Because this school out here, of course, you know, is a Bible-believing Christian school. And we're more interested in Christianity than we are in education. Education is a very important thing. But how to use education is more important than how to have an education. You can get education and use it as a curse. Did you know, I've said to you before, there's certain crimes you can't commit without education. You have to learn to write before you can go to the penitentiary for forgery. You know, education can be a curse. It was a curse. It brought on World War I. Back then, the old days, when I say old days for me. I remember when our preachers used to go to Germany to study theology. Well, their seminaries over there and the universities became very modernistic, and they were very intellectual and got a very intellectual strut, and they accepted the Darwinian theory of evolution. The fit survives and the unfit dies, see? And they said, now, we are the fit, and the rest of them are unfit, and they went out to get rid of the rest of them and take over the world. Now, you know, we had nothing against the German people. Some of the most wonderful people in the world are Germans. When I was a boy in Southeast Alabama, we talked about the, he's as honest as a German. Our old rugged, wonderful German people, they are marvelous people. But they became a prey to a wrong idea, see? So education could be a curse. It could be a curse in America. You can educate people. They can read and write. And did you know a crook can use a multiplication table or the addition or subtraction in the arithmetic? A crook can use scientific laboratories, see? You know, the most important issues are not educational. They are moral issues. We try to keep that emphasis all the time out here at Bob Jones University. All the time. We give that emphasis. That principles is a thing, Christianity is a thing. And we told the people we wanted to found a school that would stand for those things. It wouldn't compromise. It wouldn't sell out. It wouldn't trim. And we've never done it. We've never done it. That doesn't mean we lower standards. We think that anybody who knows us out here knows how we keep up our academic standards. But we don't worship the mind at Bob Jones University. We don't worship the mind. Thou shalt have no other God before me. You know that's the first commandment. No other God before me. You know, civilization may change your idols, but every man that isn't right with God has an idol of some kind. So we don't worship the human mind. We say there's some things the mind can't do. There are realms where the mind can't enter. And that's in line with the Bible. A thing is not in line with the Bible, we just say that's our lie is not right. For instance, a man can learn mathematics and not be a Christian. He can learn the facts of history and not be a Christian. He can learn a great many things. He can learn to speak fluent English and not be a Christian. Don't have to be a Christian to learn English. You can study astronomy and measure the distance between the stars and not be a Christian. But, you know, if you want to know how to use knowledge, if you get it, you have to have a God consciousness. You can use mathematics to cheat people. You can use science to destroy people. You know, all good things, if you pervert them, become bad things. A good thing perverted is a bad thing. It's no longer good, see? We're suffering from religious perversity in this country. You can take the Christianity of the Bible and pervert it and destroy people, ruin people. That's going on today in many places. We tag it Christianity when it isn't Christianity. Sometimes we should tag it churchianity. Sometimes we should tag it prejudice. Sometimes we should tag it somewhere, but we don't do that, you see, because the devil's a deceiver. A lot of people are being used by the devil that don't know they're being used by him. A lot of nice people, they don't realize what they're doing, good people. Somebody told me something the other day, I can't remember what it was, in conversation, a good woman, and she said something that she'd heard her pastor say. Well, it wouldn't stand the test. What he said wouldn't stand the test. It's clear outlined with the Bible, outlined with the fundamentals of the faith. It's a strange thing about our day. When I was a boy, if you said that a man was a fundamentalist, if he's a Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, and so forth, if they believe the Bible, they were all fundamentalists, see? A fundamentalist was a man that believed in the fundamentals of the Christian faith. That's all he was. They couldn't answer that, and so they began to call people, he's one of these fundamentalists. Well, isn't that a nice accusation to bring against a preacher? What about a man bring that accusation against a man running for office? Say he's a fundamental American. Yes, he's fundamentalist. He's an American. Yeah, that's the kind of American he is. Well, you'd say, that's the kind of American I want if you're a good American. If you're a Bible-believing Christian, you say, well, fundamentalist. Well, yes, what does that mean? Well, he believes the Bible. Believes whatever it says is so. But you see, they can't answer that. These religious liberals can't. So they come along and reflect on it, see. They come along and reflect on it. He's a fundamentalist. As if that's contemptible. I've heard him jump on men like that. Now, somebody might come along and say, he's not the right kind of fundamentalist. He ought to be a sweeter fundamentalist. He ought to be a nicer fundamentalist. That's different, see. That's different. But they don't say that. They just say he's a fundamentalist. Or you take Bob Jones University. You know the propaganda they put out? They say, well, it's a fundamental school. You were right, buddy. Keep putting out the propaganda. We're glad to have it out. We want the whole world to know that. Bob Jones University believes the Bible from cover to cover. Whatever it says is so. And all God's orthodox Bible-believing people believe the same fundamentals of the Christian faith. They may differ on some little something. They may differ in a type. They may differ on some other thing, but they, when it comes to the fundamental principles. Now, we need in this country to stop and do some thinking. Very few of us think. You take the certain fundamental principles of this government that has to be preserved. We believe in separation of church and state. We don't want any state church in this country. We don't want any one church control in America. I wouldn't want the Protestant churches in America to take over this country and control it. I wouldn't want them to do it. I'd like to have them use their influence as far as possible along the right line, but not to control it. Protestantism never tries to control. It tries to influence. Protestantism believes in separation of church and state. All sorts of confusion in this country in this day. Now, all sorts of confusion. Yes, right now I'm doing a sacred job. When I go over to my desk in a few minutes and pick up the mail and begin to answer letters, it's a sacred job. When I go downtown and deposit money in the bank, if I have any to deposit and go down and deposit, and I'm the right kind of man, depositing money is a sacred job. When I spend money, if I'm the right kind of man, I'm following a sacred job. Yes, sir, yes. It's just as sacred this morning for you to wash your little baby's face as it is for you to say your prayers. We got to get this thing back into life. People say you can't mix politics and religion. Well, if you've got the right kind of religion, it's all right to mix it with politics. If you've got the right sensible religion, don't want the ill crowd to control, and don't want anybody else to control, want to keep America like it is, and vote to keep America right, and to keep it any dictatorship, whether it's religious or any other kind, you're doing a good job, see? You're doing a good job. You know, if I couldn't vote like I pray, I wouldn't want to vote. I pray all the time that God will keep the doors open, for to get the gospel out and keep it open in America, for the opportunity to serve Him effectively in this country. We live in a great country. Yes, it's sacred. Your job's a sacred job. And if you're a Christian, you do everything you do in the name of Christ, if you're a Christian. Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all for the glory of God. Word or deed. What you say for His glory. What you do for His glory. If you're the right kind of a Christian woman, you cooked breakfast this morning for Jesus Christ. Now, you did in His name, and anything you do in His name, you do for Him. If you're a Christian, you keep your house for Jesus Christ. So life isn't divided into the secular and the sacred. You know, when you use a multiplication table, twice two is four, three and three is nine, you're using God's law. Did you know that? You're putting God's law into your business, and you ought to recognize that. Who made twice two, four? Man didn't make it. God made it. God made that. That's the law of mathematics in the universe of God. God made it. All right, you're using His law. You're using a rule that God made, twice two is four. Devil's not the author. He's not the author of anything that's good. God's the author. Every good and perfect gift comes from God. The multiplication table, the sunshine, the fresh air. All things that do, water, the chemicals of H2, hydrogen, oxygen, that's old combination they told me when I was in school. All right? Who made that? God did it. You live in a wonderful universe, and we Christians can walk around saying, God's my Father. The one head of this universe is my Father. I call on him. I talk to him. He's my Father. He pities me like a father pities his children. And he gives me tenderness and kindness like mothers that comfort their children. You know, it's a wonderful thing if you get the right slant on it. You know, when you get up in the morning and cook your breakfast and say, well, I'm doing this for the Lord. We are told to do it. That makes the kitchen a sacred temple. Yes. Oh, yes, everything's sacred when you're right with God. You open your house, clean up your parlor, receive your friends in there. It's a sacred place. Your body's a temple of the Holy Ghost if you're a Christian. You're indwelt by the Holy Spirit. If you don't put your religion in business, and it's not the kind you can be put in business, you ought to either change your religion or change your business or something. Something wrong somewhere. If you've got the right kind of religion, it gets into your home. It gets into how you rear your children. It gets into the education. It gets into the multiplication table. Right kind of Christianity. Gets into everything. And people say, you mustn't talk politics. Why? Well, I'd like to have a man in the White House that says, I'm here by the will of God. I'd like to have my governor to be a man that says, I'm here by the will of God. I'm God's man. See? And I'd like them to go there with the understanding of our government and the principles of our government. Say, I'm in line with them. If I can't be a politician and hold an office and be in line with God and God's word and at the same time do my duty, then I'll step out. I won't hold the office. I don't want the office. Isn't it a wonderful thing? We live in a wonderful country where we can put God in everything. And no man can hinder us if we want to do it. We just need the grace to do it. Our Heavenly Father, help us and keep us true and faithful. In all things, lead us by the Spirit of God along the line of our purpose and keep this country true to its fundamental principles. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.